some old relics that my dad left to me was a note in a pile of rags he knew I would read, folded up in an army trunk where his old uniform lay. There with the stars and stripes that we all know today. He never spoke of his valor on that day called D, but I felt his pain with every word that he had me read. He painted an image that's etched forever in my mind, where the blood flowed on the beaches like spilled dark red wine. And he wrote, "We fought and nearly died for it in 1944, wading through hell on the beach at Normandy that morn. So many soldiers died that day, and they never made it ashore. And now I'll never forget what that old faded flag stands for." He said, "Son, it's not just a pile of rags, it's what that flag means to me. Those who fought beside me are now part of history. The ones who died with courage, the ones you'll never meet. They pushed back the enemy and sent the Nazis in retreat." Well, he wrote about his buddies who fell on that fateful day, and the carnage all around him as they crawled through the fray. The fear he felt inside, and still they fought until the end, while the flags flown on the ships at sea were waving in the wind. And he wrote, "I fought and nearly died for it in 1944, wading through hell on the beach at Normandy that morn. So many soldiers died that day, and they never made it ashore. And now I'll never forget what that old faded flag stands for." So I'm passing on to you, in this old pile of rags you hold, there are memories in this cloth of those both brave and bold. So many Americans gave their lives, and son, don't forget, this old flag stands for our freedom at its very best. So here's to our veterans. Yes, some of them gave all. Now their names are forever chiseled upon that granite wall. The World Wars, Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Here's to our bravest soldiers, the ones who never made it back.